High-speed license plate cameras are now being used on patrol cars by the Virginia State Police and some local departments around the Commonwealth. They can record and store 1,800 plate numbers per minute. State Police Sergeant Bobby Morris told NBC 12 in Richmond that the cameras spot stolen vehicles and help locate suspects.
We have what we call a hot list that's downloaded from the FBI every day, and that's checked between this computer system that's in the car.
But as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, the cameras have sparked questions about personal privacy. David, the Attorney General has been heard from on that.
Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, in response to a question from the Virginia State Police, has issued an advisory opinion stating that police departments may not just go out and passively collect this information and store it.
Now, the AG says a specific test has to be applied here.
They have to have knowledge that they're looking for, quote, criminal intelligence information. Anyway, there's an interesting story in the Stanton News Leader written by Brad Zinn talking about and what this means for some of the police departments up in the Shenandoah Valley.
Well, one thing it means is that privacy advocates will be watching.
The ACLU of Virginia is concerned about this, that they could use these license plate readers to monitor people who have no criminal intent.
There are, of course, plenty of questions here about how long those records can be kept, among other things, and some of those may have to be answered by a judge at some point. David, another frequently clicked-on story is about dozens of fires that have been set on the eastern shore in Accomack County. What's happening there?
This has been going on for 4 months. This last week, Justin Juvenile from the Washington Post did kind of a big picture takeout on what is happening in this county. There's been over 70 arsons. They've all been set at night, and they've been targeting dilapidated and unused structures.
And the economy there has left the county with quite a few of those.
It's lost 13% of its population since 2000. There's an inventory of more than 700 abandoned buildings throughout the county.
Well, whoever's doing this is planning carefully and not leaving many clues behind, and apparently also trying not to hurt anyone.
That's true, and it's created all sorts of rumors and of who might be doing this, what are the motives. They're very carefully planned. One woman whose garage got caught on fire said whoever came in crept in so quietly that the dogs on both sides of her, the neighbors, never barked, and that, in fact, a nearby chicken coop, the person let the chickens out of the coop, perhaps to indicate he or she didn't want them hurt. This woman said, quote, it was like he dropped out of the sky.
Hence rumors of drones and other things, but the fires remain a mystery. Federal investigators have arrived to try and figure it out. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can visit the VA News link at vpap.org to read their daily compilation of newspaper stories from around Virginia. I'm Fred Eccles.